Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Royal. So Royal, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, hey there, folks. My name is Royal, and yes, that's my real name. I have to tell that to people. Like, they don't believe at first that my name is Royal, yeah? So I'm founder at Spur, that's S-P-U-R, and we are basically a support and marketing automation tool in the e-commerce space. And we are built for modern messaging channels like Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp. I'm tuning in right now from India, Gurgaon, right? It's 10:30 p.m. here, 10 p.m. here right now. And yeah, but just in my home, which is also my office. So our employees come here, they work with us. So at day, it's like our office. At night, it's like my co-founder and my home. Yeah. So yeah, this is my office. This is my home. And thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. So can you just tell me, like, how did you get the idea? Like, did you have like an e-commerce shop? Like, why e-commerce? Like, why this tool?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's quite a journey, right? So, and that journey kind of includes, you know, this varsity jacket that I'm wearing right now. But, you know, like, if I were to tell it, like, quickly, so, like, nobody is just, like, starts entrepreneurial journey like that when they're in college, right? Because when you're in college, you have, like, pressure from your family, right? You have pressure to perform, you have pressure to sit into placements, right? But I was, you know, kind of lucky to find, like, my co-founder in my final year. And we both knew that we wanted to build something together. That's just the only thought we had, right? And luckily, again, like, our college was, you know, offering some entrepreneurial courses at that moment. So we participated in those courses. And we just started, you know, throwing ideas, building stuff, right? But at the end, you know, we realized that these ideas, these things that you start, they have to be original. They have to, like, originate from problems around you. Like, you have to become, like, an original person, you know, before you go ahead and build something, find the problem. So the problem comes to you, right? So it was, let's say, during May 2021. So that's, like, peak COVID. And in Delhi, you know, in Delhi, India, like, there was a lot of shortage of vaccination. And around that time, you know, me and my co-founder, we just had built a product and, you know, had to take a hard call of invalidate it. Like, we did, like, an entire research and we figured out that, hey, maybe this is not the biggest problem of the people we are trying to help, right? So around that time, this COVID time, we saw people were not able to book COVID vaccination slots. There was this website. People had to go there, book a slot, and yeah, they had to spend like an entire day because it would get over in like a second. So we built like a quick thing. We built like a Telegram bot that would send you a notification as soon as a slot becomes available near you. Like, you enter your PIN code, it's available near you, get a notification, right? And yeah, man, we actually built it for ourselves, our family, so that we can get vaccination slots. We shared it with our friends. They loved it. They shared it with their friends. And in like a month, we had around 150,000 users all across India using that Telegram bot. We even got featured in like newspapers and stuff, right?
Oh,
so
wow.
We solved that problem. And from there, you know, people started thanking us. Yeah, they started sending us, you know, money over, you know, to support our journey here. And they also started sharing ideas with us. They were like, hey, this is a pretty cool bot. Like, it's very simple and it's solving such a big pain. Can you maybe build like an automation within Telegram that will help me sell my products? And we were like, okay, that's interesting. And that sounds like reasonable. And that guy who recommended this idea to us, he was like willing to pay us. We were like, yeah, like, we are happy to build, like, you're also giving us money. So we started from there. We built it for that person on Telegram, but we quickly realized that people on Telegram, you know, they just come there to torrent and download movies and stuff. So it didn't really work out. But around the same time, Instagram opened their APIs that enabled, you know, folks like us, enablers like us, builders like us to build solutions on top of it. So we, like, we see a lot of, you know, our friends who are there, maybe opening their own shop from their home, like a home-owned business, like a cloud business, right? We're like, they have to handle everything, man, like, from making the stuff to like talking to customers on the DM, like selling it, like, even, so it's a long process. So they have only have like 24 hours in a day. So like, let's maybe make that time they spend on talking to customers, let's reduce that, and so that they can focus more on their business. So we did that. But what actually we learned was, you know, these folks, they first want to maybe graduate to a website, right? And then they want to try out some solutions like this. Because right now at this stage, talking to customers for them, it's like, you know, building their brand. It's like getting to know like what sells. It's like, you know, their entrepreneurial journey. It's necessary for them to talk to their, you know, customers. But that, you know, gave us the idea, okay, so, but there are also people who have maybe a website, right? They're already established. They already have a product, maybe a product market fit. So maybe something like this can work from them. And we did not see anything like that, you know, in the space, in like the entire Indian e-commerce space. So yeah, we learned from our, you know, previous, you know, experiments. And the first thing we did was we did not build a single thing. Like we did not write a single line of code, because we have experienced that, man. We are core builders, you know, it's hard for us. Not build, right? So we did not write a single line of code, and we just jumped straight into sales. We like we posted an Instagram story. We got in touch with our mentors who we made like over the past year during our previous experiments, right? And we tried to get, you know, initial customers from that area. And we just solved one problem, you know, after, you know, talking to all of those people. We figured out that there is one problem in the space which can be solved via an automation like this. And that problem is like really funny if you like hear about it. So in India, we call it the PP problem. So it's like there is a brand. They post something on Instagram, like a product photo. Then let's say you are scrolling Instagram. Instagram is like a very scrollable feed. You don't really have time to, you know, stop and do stuff, right? So people are just scrolling and they see a product and they're like, okay, this is interesting. What's the price of this? They just write their PP. PP means price, please, right? And now, like all the brands you talk to, they had that problem. Like they had like thousands of comments, like coming in their posts asking for price. And you're like, okay, like this sounds simple enough. So without even writing the first line of code, we built the solution for them, which just did what? Which just, you know, connected their Instagram post with a product from Shopify, right? And as soon as someone comments, they get the product in DM. Man, it worked like magic. So it's like, you know, that like at that point, I was like, oh, this is so great. I want to build like more magical stuff like this. So it's like when you show something to someone and they're like awestruck and they tell you like it's magical, you're solving like such a big pain for us. It's like, yes, we should, you know, double down on this. And before even we build the app, we had like 10 customers who were willing to pay us. It was at that point that in 2 months, we built the solution around it. We launched it on Shopify. On first day, we had 10 customers who were on our paid plan, ready to pay us with reviews are on a Shopify app. And yeah, man, from there it started and it's like a lot more now.
So what percent of your customers are in India versus like in North America, for example?
Yeah. So I would say from North America, we have around 10 customers, 5-10 customers. So percentage-wise, it's 95% from India mostly, right? But right now, that's the exact thing that we are doing. We are expanding more globally. All the installs we have had like globally are mostly organic right now. But right now, we are trying harder to, you know, get into those space more thoughtfully, right? By building partnerships, by doing a lot of stuff. Yeah.
So what is your biggest challenge now? Is it this like, you know, global expansion into North America, or is it something else?
Yeah, man. So basically, we are not really talking North America. Like we want to build for, you know, America, because America has like the most number of Shopify and e-commerce stores that you will find out there. In India, it's just like, you know, 30,000. But in America, it's like close to 800K or something, right? Like Mr. Beast is making videos about Shopify. Everybody's making videos about Shopify. Like you see it online, right?
Of course. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So the biggest challenge, you know, is around setting processes, building them, building a team around those processes, and, you know, making sure those processes work. And if those processes aren't working, then try to fix them, right? Work around that, right? So, and let's say when you have like the first success with that process, like you just double down on it. So we are like doing a lot of things at the moment, right? From partnerships to direct sales, from building a PLG motion, right? To like making videos with AI. Like you will find an AI version of me and my co-founder on the internet explaining our product, right? We are doing a lot of things, right? So the biggest challenge would be right now to maybe, you know, find out the things that are working and doubling down more on that part. And the hardest part is like stopping the things that aren't really working. Because if your focus is like diverted towards all of these things, you know, at the end, you are just, you know, moving. You're not getting anywhere. Right. So I would say that.
So you're saying it's more of like step one is, you know, streamlining and mapping out these processes, making them more efficient. And then from there, once you do that, you're okay, like, let's go and expand, but you don't feel comfortable, I guess, going all in on North American or US expansion until you guys map out this process.
Yeah, let me tell you why not North America. Because right now, you know, what happens is, you know, like I told you, we are core builders, you know, so like we always want to build more and more stuff, right? But we have to, you know, learn to like slow down and maybe just sell what we already have. You know, the market of e-commerce is like one of the biggest market out there, right? That's why we are in it, right? That was one of the major reason of being in it also, because it's always, you know, TAM is always first, then it's team, then it's your product. Your product can change anytime, man. Your team, you know, your team sets the culture. You know, you build a different product. If the team is like killer, they will kill it in the next product, right? Building a product is easy. But, you know, you can't really change your market like every day. Like, we can't go from like, let's say, e-commerce to like sport.
Oh, right? For sure. No,
Yeah, man. If you have like a smaller market, so like I heard this example once, like let's say let's take the top 10, you know, tennis players in the world, and you take the top 10 badminton players, right? So I mean, they all, you know, work hard like almost the same, right? They are like training day and night. They are almost doing like the same like stuff, right? Almost, right? But you'll see that the top 10 tennis players, they earn like 10x more than the top 10 badminton players. Like that's the name of the game. Like, they're in a better market, right? So yeah, we are in a good market. We like being in this market, and we already have built a lot of stuff, you know, around conversational commerce, which is still like fairly unexplored. And like I told you, our app Spur is built for modern messaging channels. So you have WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook. And these platforms are giants. They keep building stuff. They keep pushing stuff. It's like they're a train moving at a very fast speed, and you just get on board the train and you like get with them like somewhere, right? You just have to be on that train, right? So we are trying to go more towards the conversational markets in the world first. Like, let's say, for example, UAE, Mexico, right? You have Indonesia, right? So all of these places, they are conversational in nature, and you'll find like a lot of people use their WhatsApp there. They use Instagram.
Yeah, we don't use WhatsApp the same way here. So
that's one of the major, but we are soon bringing in, like, we are builders, we still like building. So we are bringing in email and SMS really soon as well. And that will also open the doors to the US market, which we are excited to explore in the next year. Yeah.
For sure. So in terms of the actual product itself, so do you have like your own LLM, or do you have like an API to GPT? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, man. So it's basically, you know, a lot of talking between different platforms. So we are built on top of a lot of platforms. So we are built on top of, let's say, Shopify. We are built on top of, let's say, Instagram. So let me walk you through a journey of a brand, you know, that comes and installs Spur. They come to our app, they install it. You know, first of the thing they do is they connect it with their preferred sales channel. So we started with, you know, Shopify. And how you expand your market is also you go and integrate with more platforms like this. So we have recently, you know, built a partnership with Fynd Platform, which is an Indian platform. Similarly, we are building with WooCommerce. So they connected with that. When they connected, like, now we get stuff about their store, like everything. Like, we get like how many customers they have, what customer has purchased what in the past. Right, everything, right? When an order comes in, when an order is shipped, so we know this stuff, right? And then we connected with their channel messaging channels like Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp, right? So connecting that, you know, is also an effort, right? And every platform has like different type of messages that you can send. So these type, the like you and I exchange like normal messages, right? I send you a hi, you send me a photo, you send me a video. These are like normal messages. But there are, you know, some amazing type of messages in these messaging platform, which some people don't even know about. Like not a lot of people know that you can send messages with buttons in Instagram. They don't see that. Right now, maybe you might be seeing a lot of, you know, influencers on Instagram and stuff like that, asking people to comment. And as soon as you comment, you get something in DM with a button, right? So these messages, they're called rich content. So we have to build like we have to like enable, you know, Spur to send different kind of messages in these different kind of platforms. So all of this stuff, like WhatsApp tells us what kind of messages they support, Instagram tells us what kind of messages they support and what kind of messages you can send. And then you have like rules on top of that. So for example, on WhatsApp, you can't really, you know, send a normal message to someone. You first have to build a template. You have to get that template approved by WhatsApp. You know, that template should not have some kind of keywords, you know, some kind of language, structure, rules that you have to follow, right? And when they WhatsApp approves it, then you can send it to your customers. But they also have a limit on that, right? When you start, you have a limit of 1,000 customers in a day, 1,000 contacts in a day. Then it increases to 10,000, then to 100,000, then to unlimited, right? But in Instagram, you can't even send a message to like that to like a person like outside before they have even like messaged you. They have to first message you first for the automations and these kind of messages to work, right? And then we keep on go and build integrations with, you know, tools around this space. Like, let's say we have built integrations with logistic partners who do a lot of, you know, shipping for our customers. Like there is ShipRocket in India, right? And then we build integrations with tools like, you know, Loops for reviews. So let's say as soon as someone purchases a product, it goes to their home. They have spent at least like 5 days with that product. Our customers can, you know, send a message to their customers and ask for, you know, an honest review. Hey, what do you think about it? And WhatsApp, let me tell you, my friend, WhatsApp has 90% open rate as compared to, you know, 15% or 10% of email. So that's the real magic of WhatsApp. So our brands are getting like 10 times more reviews they have ever gotten from any kind of email they have sent before, right? So as soon as we collect the email within WhatsApp, you know, we store it in our own database, and that database is then connected to Loops, and it is directly like pushed to their preferred review app of choice. So that's how it works. That is also kind of magical, you know, building flows like this, getting so many reviews while earlier they were like not getting literally anything. Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of value there. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for the business? Like in terms of, I guess, even if you can just share like how many customers you have now, like what's the goal for next year?
Yeah, man, absolutely. So we have more than 350 customers, you know, 350 brands, e-commerce stores all across the globe using Spur right now. Most of them are on Shopify and most of them are from India, like I shared earlier. But yeah, and year from now, you know, I see us, you know, working with top brands like, let's say, Feastables, for example. You know, I love Mr. Beast. I love the brand that they have built, right? And I see ourselves like having a lot of other channels, you know, let's say, for example, email, SMS, right? Push notifications. That's like, even still like 2-3 months. But where I see, you know, Spur going forward is, you know, right now you have two giants in the space. Let's say you have Klaviyo. Klaviyo is there for like, Klaviyo is the marketing king, man. Like they recently became public and everything, right? Everybody learns from Klaviyo. Like whoever gets in the space, they always like, you know, install Klaviyo and they see how Klaviyo is doing stuff, right? Then you have like Gorgias. I mean, Gorgias is the king in the support space, man. Like you can't deny that. Like the way they handle, you know, tickets, the way they have the views, the way they, you know, give you the reports to you about their agents, like that's fantastic, man. You can always be on top of your business. You can always provide the best customer support to your customers, and that takes your business forward. So where I see, you know, Spur going forward is, you know, becoming like the king of both of these categories, right? So like whenever like somebody thinks about doing any kind of support actions or marketing actions within a single place, they think of Spur. Right? They don't have to like think twice before doing that. They know it, right? Like we know right now, like marketing Klaviyo, support Gorgias, marketing and support Spur. Yeah, that's how.
Exactly. No, exactly. I mean, that's exciting. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So before I started, that's like the, you're hitting me with some big questions, man. but yeah. So the biggest thing, you know, before I started, like I there are two things, you know. There is, you know, shipping things earlier, focusing more on sales rather than just, you know, building. It has to be a good mixture of those, right? And second thing that I would say is, you know, get out of the building. Just get out there, like actually go to your customers, sit with them, see how they do stuff, right? Like, let me give you an example. So, like I told you, this varsity is related to our story, right? So before, you know, we even, you know, talk to, let's say, some of our first customers, right? We knew we were getting into a space that we knew nothing about, right? We had to get our hands dirty. So, you know, what we did was, we were graduating in June 2021. So like, it's been almost more than 2 years since we graduated, right? And after you graduate, you get some kind of merch, like some varsity jacket, some hoodie, something that you can wear, you know? So like, this is from IIIT Delhi, from where I graduated. I did my double major in computer science and design from there. So I was always the design kid. You know, I used to design everything for every fest, for, you know, I was the head of my, you know, design club, right? So what we did was, we announced that we are, you know, making these varsity jackets for our batch and for the batch below us, right? And through that process, you know, what we did was, we learned about, you know, actually designing a piece of cloth, a piece of product that you can sell online. So this is like entirely designed by me, and this is like the sample piece that we got. So this process also involves, you know, getting samples from manufacturers, choosing your manufacturer, right? And then, you know, we learned selling it. So we made our own Instagram page. We, you know, shared it with all of our friends everywhere, right? We tried to get people to buy it. We tried to get people to comment. We tried to go to website. We built the website, right? And then, you know, one of the hardest part that we didn't even realize that is, you know, we will like have to face. It was, let's say, around shipping the product. So the manufacturer, they just, you know, sent all the products to our home. We, you know, my co-founder and I, we, you know, sat together. We packed all of them. We individually, you know, printed everyone's address. Then we had to like find like a logistic partner who will ship it to these customers that we made that time. And we made some good profit from that also, like, let's say, 1K from just, you know, selling these hoodies.
That's varsity. Awesome.
So we learned from that process. And, you know, we used that as a wedge when we went and talked to our first customers. Because when you're going and talking to your first customers, it's like one of your first ventures. Why are they going to trust you? Like, people ask you, okay, you have built this, but why you? Why should we trust you for building this? You don't know nothing about us. You have never worked with any e-commerce brand. We're like, well, you see this varsity jacket, like we wore it. Like, well, you see this varsity jacket, like, we designed it ourselves, we printed it ourselves, you know, we shipped it ourselves and did everything. And, you know, that kind of inculcated trust in those early customers. And yeah, I would just tell that to people.
For
yeah.
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, I always use like this expression, like, some of it is like fake it till you make it. But I think it's like, you know, you have these conversations early on and you build something that you didn't, like, you weren't just guessing, right? Somebody reached you and said, hey, Royal, I have this problem. Can you help solve it? And you said, okay, yeah. Like, let's do it. And I think from that standpoint, it's like many companies struggle because they are trying to solve problems that don't exist. But you actually work with someone, you solved a problem that existed, and you're helping lots of companies. I mean, 350 to this day, which is very impressive. And we're rooting for you. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your company website or social media? Just best way to get in contact with you.
All right. Let's get into it. So yeah, folks watching this, you know, e-commerce brands, founders, anyone, you can all go to our website, spurnow.com. That's spurnow.com. And you all can follow me on Twitter at _RoyalTomer, and you can find me on LinkedIn also by Royal Tomer, right? I'm always active there. You'll see me posting every time. You'll see me, you know, talking about my journey. So I love, you know, talking about the things we are doing, how we are building our team, how we are building the product, and sharing that, you know, online, sharing that on Twitter. Like, just now I was talking to Obvi CEO. So Obvi did like 40 million sales in 40 months on Twitter. I was just talking to him on Twitter.
Yeah.
This, like, a journey of a founder, you know, it has, let's say, a lot of ups and downs. And even today, you know, it's filled with emotions. And even today, like, I woke up at 9:50 a.m. and I started working at like 10 a.m., you know, onboarded one of our customers, you know, helped one of the customers with a setup, also maybe talked to a customer that was having some issue and a lot of other stuff, right? And then I saw his tweet and I was like, yeah, he's totally correct. Like, I had like such a long day and now I'm going to a podcast. So yeah.
We appreciate it. Yeah. Well, Royal, thanks again for your time. And as I said earlier, we're rooting for you.
Thanks, man. Awesome.
Thanks.
All right.
All right. Bye.